This is the story of Deborah and Barak and Sisera. The children of Israel kept on doing what was evil in the eyes of God. And so God sent Jabin, the king of Canaan, to attack them. His army was commanded by a general called Sisera. They had 900 chariots, and for 20 years they dominated the children of Israel. Now in those days there was a judge in Israel called Deborah, a woman called Deborah. And she called a man called Barak to her, and she said, "Go to Mount Tabor, take 10,000 men with you, and I will deliver Sisera and all his chariots," remember he had 900 chariots, "and all his soldiers into your hands." But Barak didn't have as much faith as Deborah had. He said, "I will go if you come with me, but I won't go on my own." So Deborah agreed to go with Barak. But she warned him that he would not be glorified from the victory, and that God would give Sisera, that's the captain of the enemy army, into the hands of a woman. So the armies of Barak and Sisera fought with each other on Mount Tabor, and God defeated Sisera and all his 900 chariots, and Barak killed all his men. Sisera got down from his chariot and ran away on foot. When he reached a place called Kedesh, he went into the tent of Heber. Heber's wife Jael came to meet him, saying, "Come in, don't be frightened." Sisera went into the tent, and Jael made him lie down and covered him with a blanket. Then he said, "I'm thirsty. Can you give me some water to drink?" She gave him milk, which would have made him sleepy. She gave him milk to drink and made him quite comfortable and cozy. He told her, "Stand in the door of the tent, and if anyone comes and asks anything about who's here, just say that nobody's here." Then Sisera fell asleep, for he was very tired and sleepy. And while he was sleeping, Jael took a tent peg out of her tent, put it on his forehead, and got a hammer and banged it into his head. And he died. Then Barak came chasing Sisera. And Jael came up to him and said, "I can show you the man who you're looking for." And she showed him the dead body of Sisera. So the children of Israel conquered Jabin, king of Canaan, and the land had rest for 40 years. So what that shows is that God will give us victory if we believe it. And that woman was so brave, because this great soldier could have killed her, but she must have prayed to God before she took the tent peg and did what she did. So she was very brave to do this, and she was probably all on her own, and she did it trusting in God, and she used whatever she could get. There was a tent peg, because she lived in a tent, and a hammer lying around. So we've got to use...
So that she could hammer the tent in.
That's right. So we've got to use whatever we've got to serve God. And he loves to work through people who are a little bit on the side, people who are a bit weaker than others, in order to bring about his glory. Now, in the law of Moses, God had told the Israelites, you must not have horses and chariots. You must trust in me. Well, that would have seemed crazy. Why can't we have horses and chariots? And it was because he wanted them to trust in him. So when this great army came with 900 chariots, they must have been so scared and thought, we can't possibly beat them. But they did.
Horses are faster than us.
That's right. But even when it seems that everything is against us, you see, this is how God works, and this is what faith is about, and this is why we've got all these examples in the Bible of where people really did believe and were really given the victory.
See God.
That's right. And God gave the victory when all the power seemed on the side of the other people.